once, you know, where cars are passing a school bus because they come up over that hill in front of our house down to the flat, and they come to traffic. They zoom around instead of going to the ditch, which they've done that in front of his house as well. The other issue is what Randy brought up about the septic systems, you know, for commercial property. How's that going to affect the groundwater, especially being right there next to a flood zone? The wells, as mentioned before, when you're going to drill a well for a commercial property, how's that going to affect all of us when the water table is low? Our well is not deep, even across the street. Ours is not a deep well. So, you know, if it's a larger well drilled, how's that going to affect our well? Okay? And then on the with the groundwater, when you're talking about putting a building in, a parking lot, what's going to happen with the water runoff from that? You know, it takes up a footprint, a pretty large footprint. That water's typically absorbed to the ground. Now it's going to run off into the flood zone. It could hurt those that lived farther on down the creek, as mentioned before. So these points are, you know, we've brought up before, and, you know, it's just the same thing. We ask that you would not approve this rezone respectfully, and that's all I have.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Teresa Hilliard, and my great-grandfather was the one who was the postmaster in Walnut Shade, and actually all the land over in Walnut Shade in that area was my ancestors' land, and my Aunt Carol has lived across the street from me. She's actually lived on that property for approximately 60 years, give or take. The house I live in, my grandfather built, and I have lived there for about 21 years. And I have people ask me, because I'm a realtor, why I don't buy a better, bigger house. And you know what? My husband at times has asked me that too. But it's sentimental to me. You can't put a price tag on your heritage and your sentimental values that you keep. And I could go through the whole list of what you've already heard from everyone else concerning the water and sewer and all that. But from coming here the last few times and I guess from growing up here in Taney County, that I get it, not everybody is a country girl or a cowboy, or they don't understand the concept. And I don't blame Mr. Froilan for wanting that property. It's one of the prettiest properties that there is in Taney County. I know you've all seen it before. And my question would be, why would you want to take something so beautiful, God's creation, and absolutely destroy it by putting up a concrete parking lot and turn it into a commercial business? I've been a full-time realtor for right at 30 years, and I checked the MLS. There is plenty of commercial properties in a commercial district in Branson and the surrounding areas. If someone wants to put in a business, they can certainly go where the commercial property is available to do so without disrupting neighborhoods. I know that we, even though we are neighbors, we get together, you know, and have had pancake breakfasts and different things like that together. And but I truly, truly, whenever it comes to our agricultural land, not just in Missouri, but in the state, in the United States of America, I help sound the alarm whenever a lot of our farmland in Missouri was sold to China. Missouri state laws were changed to accommodate these foreign investors. At some point in time, we have to say, this is not worth the money. This is not worth what it's bringing in. You have to at some point in time say, okay, there's deer. Just, what, 3 weeks ago they cut hay on this property. And, again, there's deer there. You can go there any day between probably 6 and 6:30 and see the deer. There's turkey there almost every day. 2 weeks ago there was a bald eagle feeding off of a dead deer that somebody had hit in the field. And we see the eagle flying around from time to time. You know, that's natural habitat. There's beavers down on that property as well. You know, and this is the... I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community, which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. That's the last chapter of the FFA creed. I was the first girl president ever in the history of Forsyth School. FFA is Future Farmers of America. And I'm asking you, the people that are serving my community, to please protect the people of my community and keep our agricultural land as it is. It's already been chipped away through the years, and that's why so many people come to our area, is to see the natural beauty. We truly live in one of the prettiest places in the entire world. You know, we've traveled near and far, and you're hard-pressed to find any place as pretty as the Ozarks. And so I just ask you to please deny Mr. Forlin this request, and I hope that you find and follow your dream elsewhere. But thank you. Thank you.
Can I have Kleenex? Sorry. I wasn't planning on speaking, but... My mom lived...
Your name?
Rhonda Johnson.
Thank you.
My mom, my parents lived next to Randy and Lisa. And I grew up there. That's my grandfather's land that he's wanting to purchase. We used to swim in the creek. My mom, that we fished. Now it's down to a small trickle. I decided to talk to tell you what I do know and what I've went through. I lost my dad a year ago. Before we lost him, somebody was coming down 176 towing a car on a trailer, which ended up in their front door. We had to re-brick there in the front. So there's a lot of different things to consider. I decided to talk because somebody mentioned fire. I didn't know anything about a petting zoo, but it must take a fortune in pets to make enough money to do what he's wanting to do with no plan, needing approval, still, and we're here hours tonight, and no plan. My family had a fire. So how he wants to put a fire out over there, we had every fire truck from so many counties, and my mom and dad lost everything, and my 23-year-old brother burned up in that house. And that's why they have the house that she lives in alone now. And she was hit by a car, T-boned, getting in her driveway in March, ended up with broken ribs, broken backbones. And I got her, thankfully. She is with us. Because she is the only family I have. My brothers are all gone. My dad is gone. And even if it's 20 employees that he thinks is going to work there, there's so much traffic just for the employees. And he doesn't have a plan for the house that's there. It isn't apparently good enough. But then he wants to go from C2 to C1 or maybe, I don't know, build an ark. There's no plan. We have spent hours going back and forth with not even a plan. There's several things that should be considered here. There's so many blind spots in that highway. When Mom was T-boned, we couldn't walk around the front of the car to help her get out. Not even the ambulance, because she was shoved almost over that rock wall in front of the house. There's so many things to consider. I mean, most people in Walnut Shade have things to pet. I don't know if he's trying to put up a sign big enough to get people down there to pet something, but we've got things to pet, and there's a lot of commercial things that's failed that he could purchase and do things with. There's not very many surviving commercial businesses in Walnut Shade. I don't know. There's a lot to consider. Please consider that his realtor, I don't know if he's been up front, but the map that's even, I'm a realtor. I've been a realtor in the area for 28 years. The map includes my mom's driveway that goes to my dad's shop. Like, do you think you own the creek and Randy and Lisa's part of the creek? I don't know, but I would get...
I'm sorry, sir.
But he should address and get more information, because there's a whole lot of things that just aren't to be considered for what he wants to do, and for maybe what he's been, the information that he's been given. I don't know, but I know what I see on the realtor site, and there's a lot of uncertainties with what he wants to do and what could be done, and here we are. I know you guys have better things to do, and thank you for your time, but we're here yet again with not a plan. Approval without a plan, and that's not right. And if he has a fire over there, I grew up in a little two-bedroom, one-bath house, and they enclosed a porch. It wasn't very many square feet, very small house. All of the fire trucks could not get to my brother. It is a single-level, plain, little, tiny house, and they couldn't. So he might want to consider having a lot of people or whatever, because that creek is a trickle compared to what it used to be. It truly is, and I think that's all I have. That pretty much covers it.
Thank
you. Sorry. There's a lot of things I could say about things to consider, but I did want to express what I actually know, and that's the things I've been through, from fire and wrecks and a whole lot, to that's really going to be sad if something bad happens out there and somebody loses a life or somebody else is hit by a car, because there is a problem with all of that, especially commercial. I couldn't even imagine. I wouldn't want that liability. And the amount of insurance it would probably take to insure all of that stuff. But thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, I'm Michael Burr. I live at 7439 Highway 160. I'm directly across from the property. That's my wife over there. We're retired military, and we moved there. They said, and I said, is that going to be a problem? Is somebody going to build across there, you know, when I bought the property? And they said, oh, no, that's a floodplain. Nobody could build over there, you know. You know? And so we bought, you know, thinking that there wasn't going to be, certainly not commercial property directly across. Because for one thing, you know, the same thing that everybody else has brought up, there's no city sewer water there. Yeah. It's the wells that we use, and septic in a floodplain to me is almost crazy. But and like my neighbor said, the water floods through there off of that creek all the time. You know, it's in a floodplain. I don't know why you would even want to do that. And why would you want to destroy a pristine area for commercial to begin with?